time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay, so hot gossip today. Tom Cruise helped close out the Olympic Games by being lowered from the roof of the stadium and jumping out of a plane. Was that in reverse order? I'm not sure. I didn't watch him. In L.A., where the 2028 Olympic Games will take place, there were performances by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Billie Eilish, and Snoop Dogg with Dr. Dre. Listen, hers version of the national anthem, amazing. Google it and listen to it. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively created a Barbenheimer moment. They went 1 and 2 at the domestic weekend box office, with Ryan's Deadpool and Wolverine staying at number one with $54 million, while Blake's It Ends With Us was huge with a $50 million debut. That's crazy.
We all have an idea of what life can be.
I want to see you again.
Now you see me.
No, that movie looks so creepy. So also, Deadpool and Wolverine crossed a $1 billion mark globally. That's huge. Jamie Lee Curtis received an honorary doctorate from the American Film Institute, presented by Halloween director John Carpenter. And Adele turned down a fan's marriage proposal during a show in Munich.
Will you marry me? I can't marry you because I'm already getting married. So I'm
Well, that confirms that she is going to be marrying sports agent Rich Paul. That show was in Munich, Germany. Green Day is releasing a 20th anniversary edition of American Idiot, and the Walt Disney Company adds to its prestigious Disney Legends roster, honoring those who've made a significant impact on the company. Among them this year, Miley Cyrus, the youngest ever at only 31.
I stand here still proud to have been Hannah Montana. Miley, in so many ways. This award is dedicated to Hannah and all of her amazing, loyal fans, and to everyone who has made my dream a reality.
That's the kind of thanks and humility we love seeing out of Miley Cyrus. She was recognized for her music success and her Disney TV contributions. Kevin Costner isn't fazed by the bombing of his movie Horizon. Quote, I know that this movie is going to play for the next 50 years. I'm really proud of it. Listen, I saw The Postman on cable and I loved it. So whatever. Ellie King candidly discusses her strained relationship with her father, Rob Schneider, on a recent podcast appearance.
I was like a really, really heavy child. My dad sent me to fat camp. And then I got in trouble one year because I sprained my ankle and I didn't lose any weight. Very toxic and very silly. I had already started getting tattooed and it was like 108 degrees. So I was having to wear sweaters because my dad was like very anti-tattoos or like any form of self-expression that differed from what he wanted. I disagree with a lot of the things that he says.
Interesting. I probably should have made that the dirt alert. But if you are a fan of the Cartoon Network, you need to know Warner Brothers Discovery shut down the Cartoon Network website, redirecting visitors to a landing page on Max, its subscription streaming service, encouraging fans to sign up to watch their favorite Cartoon Network shows. Y'all, it's a la carte TV all the time. That's it. That's the Daily Dust, complete with a dirt alert. Although that dirt alert is directed at a network, they don't care. Anyway, that's it. If you want more, then, you know, you can go back and listen to it again. It's on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.